Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn was in the news again last week. The company announced its plans to build its huge LCD screen plant in the village of Mount Pleasant in Racine County. And area residents learned that the village and county will have to chip in $750 million to pay for infrastructure and other costs. That news angered some, but local officials say that they'll use tax incremental financing to raise the funds without raising taxes. In this week's Capital Notes, J.R. Ross of WisPolitics.com speaks with WUWM's Marty Michelson about how that plan will work.
Normally, when you have a project and there's new property tax revenue, it's divvied up between the county, the city, the school district, the tech college on the line. But the argument in favor of these is that because that project wouldn't be there otherwise, you keep all that extra property tax revenue in the pot and then use it to pay for these improvements. And then once all those are paid off, I think in this case it's like 20 or 25 years down the road, then that's added to the property tax rolls and everybody gets a boost down the line. So you're kind of, it wouldn't be there anyway without this enticement. So nobody's really harmed. That's the argument for it at least. And then you get that boost in property tax revenue down the line once it's paid off.
And while Foxconn plans are moving ahead, the legislature is doing the same. A Senate committee voted along party lines to end Wisconsin's moratorium on sulfide mining. So now the bill goes to the full Senate. Lawmakers engaged in heated exchanges over the state's plans to relax environmental rules to accommodate Foxconn. So is this one going to be another emotional debate?
Yeah, it looks like it. What's interesting is we basically have had a moratorium on this kind of mining, for zinc, copper, gold, those kinds of things, for a while now in Wisconsin. They want to change the standard to make it easier to open one of these mines. Now, remember, we had a mining debate a few years ago about non-ferrous mining, basically iron ore up in northern Wisconsin, aimed at a plant or a mine up there. This is a little bit different. This is, you know, copper, zinc, those kinds of things. And the question is whether they're going to relax the standards that would make it easier for such a mine to be opened. Now, the counter has been that, you know, there are concerns about past projects, that if you open the door, it'll lead to pollution. But Republicans control both houses, legislature, and the governor's office. They seem to have the inside track to try and push this bill through right now, unless enough Republicans break ranks to hold up the bill.
Another controversial item, an assembly committee passed a Republican bill that would withhold most police body camera footage from the public. Supporters of the bill say they want to protect the privacy of people captured on these videos, but open records advocates say the public should be allowed to view the footage. How do you envision this battle to shape up?
Well, at least at the committee level last week, it was on one side law enforcement and the other side kind of media and free speech advocates. The argument from law enforcement was, you know, they like body cameras, they want to have them, but they are worried about how long do you have to keep the footage? What's the standard going to be? What are protections going to be? They have questions like that about how to proceed if they do that, especially for, you know, smaller forces. I mean, for example, the Blue Mountain Police Chief was at the committee hearing and noted the hesitation about the cost of the cameras and storing the footage. You know, what do you do? They want guidance. He said, you know, this bill would help us define what we need to do and help us in budgeting and planning. On this side are the media and free speech folks saying, look, you know, they want a statewide standard. That's great. But they also want to make sure that there's not a undercutting of the public's right to know about how police acted in certain situations. If you are shielding this video from the public, for example, how will they be able to know what's going on? So they have concerns about how will they go about requesting body camera footage, how can they make sure it's released, you know, that kind of stuff.
Good to talk to you, JR.
Anytime.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
J.R. Ross is with WisPolitics.com. And he spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson for this week's Capital Notes segment.